Distorted View Daily proudly presents a man with a butt plug and enlarged testicles swinging his balls back and forth, slapping his ass and screaming wildly. Friday, June 12th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, head first into the shitter, plus licking preteen belly buttons and finding a naked dude smeared in feces in your Ford Explorer. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back to end the week with a big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast. Got a great show for you, and we start off with some fantastic audio of an old woman getting tasered. Gotta tell you, I'm sporting a boner. Although I hate the way the news covered this story. These anchors pissed me off. Take a listen.
High drama on the Texas highway, caught on tape, and it ends with a 72-year-old great-grandmother being tasered. Watch this. Police say it started when she...
I don't like their tone. It's as if they're on the grandmother's side. Like, I can't believe the police would taser a woman. Listen, I don't care if you're fucking 28 or 88. If you don't fucking obey the cops, they totally have every right to lay you down.
Tasered. Watch this. Police say it started when she refused to sign a speeding ticket.
All right. First of all, she refused to sign a goddamn speeding ticket. All right.
And started to disobeying officers. So they tased her.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear that? Like, oh, boy.
So they tased her.
They tased her. Can you believe this?
Oh.
Boy.
Get over here now. Give it to me and I'll sign it. You're going to stab me? Ma'am, you're going to stab a son of a gun.
Now, it shows the police officer trying to handcuff the woman, and she keeps pushing him away and dodging him. Here is the actual audio from the dash cam when he tases her.
Step back or you're going to be tased, ma'am.
I dare you.
No, she just dared him, right? She's a cunt.
Step back over there.
I hate these old people that just use their age to their advantage. Like, you mean to tell me you're going to tase a 73-year-old woman? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Put your hands on your back. Put your hands behind your back.
She's not doing it.
I'm getting back in my car.
Now she runs away from him and she said that she's going to head back to her car. This is bullshit. I'm going home. My stories are on.
You're
going
to be saying, stop.
I'm getting back in my car.
Now, ma'am. Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
Oh, the sweet sounds of an old, elderly, near dead getting tased.
Yeah.
Not heading to your car now, are you?
You're gonna be tased again.
I'm gonna make that old broad screaming in pain my ringtone. I've got a strange clip here. Have you guys ever heard of the show Bridezilla? Apparently it's on one of those lady channels. We or Oxygen or Lifetime or Uterus Mania. That's one of those newfangled multicast channels. Hey, by the way, today is the digital conversion day, I guess. If you're one of the three people who use those rabbit ear antennas to get television, you're shit out of luck unless you got your dopey little converter box. I'm so fucking sick of hearing about this. Just fucking do it and let's get it over with. I can't watch the news every fucking 5 minutes. They're like, all right, don't forget about the digital conversion. You can call this local number. We've got some of our staff, you know, manning the phones if you have questions. Don't these converter boxes come with easy instructions? The way I understand it is, you plug your antenna into the box, and then you plug the box into the fucking television. Boom, you're done. There, I saved you a phone call. That's got to be the shittiest job ever. Like, customer support for those converter boxes, because it's all old people calling. I don't understand. I don't have an RCA cable jack. What? The yellow and the red? Oh, it's just too... I can't see colors. I'm colorblind. Oh, it would just be a nightmare. And because, you know, when old people call someone, they don't get to the point right away. They first have to bitch about something. Yes, I don't know who you people are, but I've been on hold for 15 minutes. I don't know if I'm calling India or what. All these damn numbers are the same, taking jobs from Americans. I couldn't even call this number because my jitterbug only has 3 buttons. There's no numbers. I had to call the jitterbug lady, and she had to add your number to my contacts so I could call. My television isn't working. Yesterday, everything was fine. I don't know why they always gotta go around changing stuff. It was perfectly fine. My picture was fine. Talking about needing digital. I don't understand. All right, ma'am, do you see the cord that's coming out of your antenna? I don't know. There's a black wire. Yes. Just stick that in your converter box. There's a little jack that says in. Oh, I don't know. I can't see a thing ever since I got these cataracts. All right. And then you take the cord from the out, and then you just plug that into your television set. Oh, now, for God's sakes, that seems like more trouble than it's worth. I'm just going to go to the library and get some books. I'll check out some large print books. Ah! Oh, old people just fucking piss me off. Actually, before we get to the Bridezilla thing, why don't I play for you a infomercial that is obviously geared towards the elderly and also the obese.
For over 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper.
Oh.
Finally, there's a better way.
There's gotta be a better way. The worst part of taking a shit has always been the wiping of your ass. You could sprain your arm as you reach down there, or get feces all over your hand if your finger breaks through the paper. Hate the breakthrough. There's gotta be a better way.
Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension.
Did Cheryl Murkowski call the Comfort Wipe people? Maybe it was a medical supply 800 number and Cheryl was inquiring about it or something. I seem to remember her asking about the Comfort Wipe.
Finally, there's a better way.
Yes.
Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s.
Well, you're not really improving toilet paper. You know what I mean? It's the same toilet paper. You're just sticking it on the end of a rod or something.
It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans. It's a...
Who has such stubby little hands they can't reach their butthole? The Comfort Wipe was made for individuals with birth defects.
It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
Think about it. Toilet paper is...
All right, I understand what they're trying to do here, right? You stick the toilet paper on this thing, and you wipe your ass with it so you don't have to get your hands all shitty. Now, quite frankly, that doesn't happen very often. Unless you're being very careless, you know, maybe you're low on toilet paper, you're down to like one square or something, and you misjudge where your hand or finger is at, and boom, you get a little shit on your finger. But those instances are, you know, few and far between. To me, it would seem... Because, you know, when I'm wiping my ass, I really get in there. Like, I like to scrub my asshole. Like, it is squeaky clean. You could, you know, you could eat out of my asshole when I get done wiping. Really.
It's as easy to...
I just don't think you're going to be able to get an adequate cleaning using this, like, toilet paper stuck to a... You know, arm thing. I don't know.
It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
I hope to God there are some testimonials here.
Think about it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting. The Comfort Wipe is the modern solution.
That's right. Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages. And
oh, they've got the fat guy commenting now.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages.
What are the advantages to being fat?
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages. This is a great product.
It's
I can't reach my butt with my hand.
Embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters.
Well, we've got an invalid here now, speaking out.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters.
Believe me, some people are into it.
The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
Wait a second. She's switching accents here, isn't she? Like, listen to this first part.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters. The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
And now she's like a New York Jew.
While you maintain your personal hygiene.
Comfort wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s.
The comfort wipe lets me keep my dignity.
It extends your reach a full 18 inches. While
we already heard that. There you go. Comfort wipe finally got around to making a commercial. Now back to the Bridezilla thing. This is a stupid show featuring women who are going nuts over their wedding. Like, they're all just cunty bitches. And I gotta say, I can't think of a worse way to spend money than on a stupid wedding. I'm like a guy who's like, you know, I would like to, if I got a large sum of money, I would not be going out on vacations and stuff. I want something physical that I can touch and enjoy for a long time. I'd much rather have, like, a 65-inch television than, you know, 3 nights in Hawaii or something. You know what I mean? Like, those 3 nights end pretty quickly. Meanwhile, I can enjoy a 65-inch television for years to come. So I guess that's where I differ with girls. Like, I can care less about flowers. Those fucking things die in a week or whatever. Give me technology, gadgets, that type of stuff. Anyway, so here is a woman freaking out over her wedding. She has some fuck-witted idea. She wants to play Clue during her wedding reception. Like have a murder mystery wedding reception where they would have to find out who the killer was and, you know, what the murder weapon was. Now, the groom's parents think that idea is stupid and that pisses the bride off. Take a listen.
That's what I...
No, you're saying your family is so stupid that they cannot figure out that when there are 16 weapons and they have a piece of paper that says there are 16 weapons,
uh-huh.
Here are the 16 weapons, and they go and they see that they're, which one is missing.
Right there, stop.
Then
right
if
there.
They don't want to play, then they can go home!
They're not...
Then they can go home!
It's so infuriating that your family is so stupid!
They don't want to play a stupid game during a wedding reception. I can totally understand that.
It's not...
I've never even heard of such a thing.
It's not stupid.
It is stupid!
No, there's a difference between not wanting to get up and go from table to table to table and being stupid. You say... You said...
You're so f***ing stupid.
My idea is...
To be stupid!
It's not stupid.
It is stupid! It is to sit there and tell them... Who did it with what, where, and how?
And everybody
but
comes
nobody's going to play because they're all going to sit there and not get up off their fat asses and go find the murder weapon.
I didn't say nobody was going to.
Why is he marrying this bitch? She is unbearable. If any of you guys are married and had this situation sort of happen to you where, like, you know, you're getting married and your fiance just starts flipping out, like going nuts... Email me. I think this is pretty common. I mean, there's a whole series called Bridezilla on it. So, I guess this is a common occurrence. Women just lose their mind when it comes to weddings. Nothing about that whole ritual ceremony appeals to me at all. I hate even attending weddings, like being a guest. Ugh. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, it is Friday. It is payday. Can you spare $5? If so, you can become a Distorted View Sideshow member and get all sorts of exclusive content, bonus episodes, extended shows, video cast, full access to the entire archive. Plus, you'll be supporting the program, which helps me out and ensures Distorted View has a long life. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the web address. Sign up right now. Support the program. And don't forget about the YouTube campaign or contest, whatever you want to call it. All you have to do is subscribe to my videos, comment on them, and you could win a Chumby. I'm going to try to post another video this afternoon, so be on the lookout for that. We are the number 16th most subscribed channel this week. That's pretty impressive, right? And the week is not over. We might break the top 10. Who knows? So there you go. My YouTube channel is up on the show notes today. It's Distorted View Show, all one word. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah. Oh, there are some great stories here today on the show. The first one comes from Destin, Florida. A man walked out to his vehicle on June 6th to find a naked man sleeping in his truck. According to the county sheriff's office arrest report, the nude man was 27-year-old Shane Albert King. All right, so far so good. King had entered a 1995 Ford Explorer first and then pulled out all of the contents of the glove compartment before moving on to a Ford F-150 to do the same. When a deputy arrived at the scene shortly before 7:30 a.m., he tried to wake up King and saw there was feces throughout the interior of the truck and all over King himself. Story's getting better. As King woke up, the deputy quickly placed him in handcuffs and assisted him out of the truck. The deputy also wrote that King had open sores all over his backside and legs. If I was the owner of this truck, I'd be trading it in ASAP. King began to yell, "Fuck you, pigs. I'll shit all over you, too. I'm gonna throw my shit in your mouth." That is a direct quote. "Fuck you, pigs. I'll shit all over you, too. I'm going to throw my shit in your mouth." This dude is on a mission. Now, I realize the truck, you know, wasn't his, but he was sleeping inside of it. So you would think he would shit outside of the truck. No, he was spraying all over the inside of that cab. You'd think the stench would keep him up, but I'm guessing he was probably on all sorts of drugs. Maybe he had a crystal meth syringe stuck in his asshole.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Oh, I'm sorry, butthole. So yes, after he yelled, "Fuck you, pigs, I'm going to shit all over you too," the report said that's when King began reaching down towards feces that had gathered on his leg. Both deputies that were on scene placed him on the ground. King began to kick and pull away from them. One deputy told King to be still or he would be tased. King replied, "Tase me, motherfucker!" I like that guy. King continued to resist, and the deputy removed the cartridge from his M26 taser and applied a 5-second cycle to King's right side. King was arrested on felony charges of burglary to a vehicle.
But hoe.
Plus resisting arrest with violence.
But hoe.
Criminal mischief.
But hoe.
And exposure of sexual organs.
But hoe. But hoe. But hoe.
Second story we have for you today comes from the Philippines. Those stupid, stupid Filipinos. A 1-year-old boy died after he reportedly drowned in a pail of water on Tuesday afternoon. Dale Terraya was found with his head submerged in a pail full of water inside the toilet of his grandparents' house. The victim was already dead when he was found at around 2:30 p.m. "Dale's been taking a dump for a long time. It's been like 3 hours. Better go check on him." Yeah, the victim was already dead when he was found at around 2:30 p.m. Police said that before he drowned, the victim was in another room watching television with his mother, Rose, and elder brother, Mar. At that time, his father was at work. They added that the boy later left the room. Apparently, nobody noticed his departure because his mother had fallen asleep while his brother was busy watching TV. Police said the victim went to the toilet and probably fell in head first after he tried to retrieve a toothbrush that had fallen into the water. Today, the boy remains dead. I didn't know how else to end that story. Yes, final story we have for you today. A Minnesota man faces several felony charges after he allegedly entered a neighbor's home and licked an 11-year-old boy's belly button at knife point. That's how you do it. It's always hotter when they're a little scared. I start welling up with tears. The only way I can get off, watching my partner cry at the sight of me. The boy told police that James Albert Silbernagel, 41, lived down the street from the home he lives in with his mother. He had come by earlier in the day to use the phone, and then returned a couple times and asked if the boy could walk his dog. That sounds like a bizarre sex term, doesn't it? Walking the dog. After walking the dog, the boy came home and took a shower. See? Oh, that little boy soon realized you can't wash shame off with water. The only thing that will get that off is years of psychiatric help. Or drugs. Silbernagel then allegedly entered the home while the boy was showering. Perfect timing. And knocked on the bathroom. Where the hell was his parents? And knocked on the bathroom door, asking if he could use the phone again. He asked the boy to open the door and then pulled out a knife and told the boy to take his towel off. When he refused, Silbernagel licked his belly button. Okay. The boy asked if he could put clothes on, and the suspect followed him into his room. The boy was able to escape to a neighbor's house and call police. Authorities found Silbernagel in the home and arrested him. He was still in the house, fantasizing about licking that boy's belly button again. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what you sick freaks are up to today.
Hello, Timothy Hansen. This is Pan, famous girl, your chimpanzee.
Oh, hello.
On the news. And I was just wondering, Yanni is making his West Coast swing through San Francisco, and I was wondering if you would like to be my accompaniment for one of his evening shows. You know, it doesn't have to be anything intense. Maybe we could do some kissing afterwards, but yeah. You won't have to use your tongue. Just drop me a line.
All right, I'm not doing anything tonight. That sounds good. We'll see you.
Hey, Tim. This is the passed out long legged Puerto Rican here, Colin.
Sure.
I'm turning 18 tomorrow. I was hoping to get Hitler or Fred Schneider or a combination of the two to sing me happy birthday. I'm going to sign up for the sideshow based on the fact that I want to hear the rest of the Roy Clearwater interview. Just because of that tagline. It's like crystal meth loosens up your butthole. So funny. So, yeah. You do that. And I will sign up for the sideshow. $50 in your pocket.
All right. I'm a sucker for money and other people's pain, but mostly money. No, mostly other people's pain. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. From Fred Schneider. That's all I got. I mean, what can you do with happy birthday? You know what I mean?
Hey, Tim, it's the fucked our teacher sideshow member on vacation.
Ooh.
I was just listening about that gal who uses a toothbrush to clean out her butt hole. And thinking, what a perfect marketing opportunity there for you for the My Baby Shit Don't Stink product that you have with the wire brush and everything like that. That might just be perfect for her.
Hey, yeah, I came up with that idea. If I had the patent, I'd be rich. All right, moving on.
Dude, bitch sell crack, man. I'm going to have to sign up for the sideshow, motherfucker.
All right. Bitch sell crack. Bitch sell crack.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
This is Melvin. And I want to tell you something that I've never told anybody ever.
It's a Distorted View confession.
Tell you, but I think you'll understand. You see, sometimes, this is hard.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and cry. I want to hold you.
Sometimes when I do, my eyes bug way out of my head, like a frog or... And I'm afraid that someday, if I'm constipated, they'll pop out of my eyeball holes and
well,
I
you can blow blood vessels in your eyes. I've done that puking.
Be able to look up. No matter how hard I try, and I'll go running down the halls with my pants around my ankles, and all the girls will see me, and I'm just really afraid. I haven't told anybody this, and it's been this way since I was a little kid.
All right, call A&E. Obsession would probably be, or Obsessed would be interested in your story.
Hey, fucktard! This is Dr. Finkelhor. I am a brand new listener to you. Just discovered you a few weeks ago.
Ooh.
And I've already got a sign that I have been listening to you for too long.
Okay.
We
This is what we call, you know you're a freak when moment.
Long. We on two, as in you and I, on two separate occasions, have made the exact same fucking joke. I said the joke in my head.
I'm ripping off your material.
Seconds later, you say the joke. Ooh. I don't know if I'm in exactly the right spot or where
Maybe
I should
Maybe we were like twins separated at birth or something.
Hey, this is G.G. Allen, scumbuck. You're listening to Distorted View with John Hansen.
All right. It's not my name.
Hi, Timmy. This is the 20-ounce monkey coming to you from downtown.
20-ounce monkey. Yeah, you've been commenting pretty heavily on Fizzled Out. I know you.
And I just got the blue Gamer Fuel Mountain Dew out of the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And it tastes exactly like a bottled version of the Baja Blast Mountain Dew that you can find in Taco Bell.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste like Baja Blast.
Pretty cool because it tastes hella good. And the red one tastes just as shitty as it ever did. Yep.
Yeah, the red one is the same Game Fuel from before, and then they just added a blue one this time around for the World of Warcraft promotion.
Hey, Tim. A listener called in on a previous show saying, is raping a hooker shoplifting or rape?
Uh-huh.
Something around those lines. And I would like to inform her, or him, I can't remember, that it's like using one of the lotion bottles in a store that's not the tester, and you use it anyway and you leave, and it makes everybody mad because whoever buys that lotion bottle gets really pissed because there's like some sort of junk on it from you using it.
I hate that lotion.
Just wanted you to know.
Hard lotion stuff that when you squeeze it, you know, it turns back into that lotion. Like you could rub that into you, but it's still like hard and crusty. All right, well, there you go. That's a good analogy. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's a no-God.
Your family is so stupid!
All right, vote for us a podcast, Allie. If you haven't voted this month, do so right now. We're in the top 10, climbing the charts, clawing our way to the top. We need your help. It takes just a second. Likewise, subscribe via iTunes. I see Distorted View is a featured iTunes audio comedy show or something like that. So that's very cool. My Twitter name is Distorted View. YouTube name is Distorted View Show. So get on that this weekend. If you're Sideshow members, be on the lookout for a bonus episode. And we will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Thanks for a great week of programs. Bye, everybody.
Ma'am, step back.
Sell crack.
Step back.